When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly. It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with better writing. And it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Get AI writing support that works where you work. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly, easier said, done.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, got a sign. Smoky in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Welcome to episode 250 of 4th and John. I am Gail Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn and Mr. Prime in the building. We are talking the Eagles and the Washington football team preview. Episode 250, man.
250 we made
episodes.
It.
You know, happy 250. But, you know, we have a big celebration, and that is this week. It is imperative that the Eagles finally get their shit together. They're at home. They have an opportunity. It's really weird because we went through this. We were at the highs, and then we went to the lows, and went to the very, very lows. We're kind of getting back on there. You know, they got hooked up. They got us hooked up to IV. I think there's an opportunity for us to make the playoffs, and we're right in the thick of things before the bye. We had a 38% chance of making the playoffs. Coming out of the bye, we have 38% chance to make the playoffs with a win against the Washington football team. The Eagles have a 52% chance. I'm laughing because it's a 52% chance to make the playoffs, and they control their own destiny, really. So, I mean, you went out, you really have to have a better record than the Minnesota Vikings, who played the Bears twice, the Rams, and the Packers. So, I mean, the way our situation is set up, I always like to – it's set up for an opportunity to make a run. And as much as Eagle fans might poo-poo the idea of playoffs, it's staring them in the right in their face. So, at the end of the day, Eagle fans can say what they want. I'm excited for this run. I'm excited for this tailgate. This is going to be a tremendous tailgate. We had someone you might know on Twitter. She mentioned that she might have to team up with 4th of John for an epic tailgate party. Fun fact, I've never tailgated before. That's been upgraded. It's been upgraded.
There it is.
Officially tailgating with 4th of John. Shout out to Jennifer Slay in the building. She will be tailgating with us on Sunday, so that's a great thing. But you know, I think you guys have some other great things to share, right? You're feeling good about this game this week?
I am feeling very good about this game this week, but I kind of just want to. I don't want you to take this the wrong way, because you came out here with a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of excitement for this weekend. I'm kind of locked into somewhat of a Mamba mentality right now, man. Right? So excited for this game. I think we can make the playoffs. It's not over yet, man. It's not, job's not over. So until we start, job's not finished. We got to put some W's on the board. We can get excited about what could potentially happen. But until I watch the Eagles actually do it, actually go out there and win, that's when I'll get excited. When the playoffs is a real possibility. Because quite frankly, 52% sounds great. In school, that's an F, bro. That's no sure thing right there. 52% is no sure thing. And the way that this team has just been inconsistent throughout the year, we need to find that consistency. We need to stick with a game plan that works. I think we can all agree that the run game is a game plan that works. And this is a battered up Washington football team. I mean, they completely got hit by the COVID bug. They got a lot of players that are going to be missing. So there's really no excuse for the Eagles not to win this game this week. I think it is one that they should win, and I expect them to.
Should win? They better win. I mean, 2 weeks off, man. I'm glad that the football is finally back here this weekend. Like Gerald had mentioned, it's an epic tailgate that we're going to go ahead and have this upcoming Sunday with the appearance of Jennifer Slay. But not only that, you know, I mean, just the fact, you know, the followers, the fans, the true number ones that have been making these tailgates epic all season. You know, the more and more support we get, the more and more people showing up to these tailgates, the more and more they could go ahead and consider this as a epic one every other week. Yeah, but I mean, things once again are lined up for us. It's in our court to go ahead and pull this off. You know, Gil, you mentioned the percentage that we were at before the game and then the percentage we could be at after the game. But, you know, the Eagles have to do their part, man. Really not worrying about Minnesota with their schedule, not really worry about San Francisco with their schedule. We need to worry about us. We need to do our thing. We need to start off with a win on Sunday against the Washington football team. And then, you know, me and the rest is pretty much, you know, we'll go week by week because, you know, we got four divisional games that are very important, and we're going to have to pretty much win this baby out in order to go ahead and get into the playoffs.
Now, you talk about the playoff scenario. I'm forecasting. I'm trying to speak it into existence. But you look at the teams that are in the range right here. You know, Vikings are 6-7. Eagles are 6-7. Falcons are 6-7. Saints are 6-7. And the way that, you know, the teams that we played that I just mentioned, we have like these tiebreakers with guys like the Falcons, the Saints, the Panthers. So it's so weird that those games that they won are it's very imperative.
Yeah.
They're for us to make the playoffs. The fact that we got those wins and then you lose to a Giants team where you're like, really? Like, it was right. The platter was right there waiting to be served, and you just spilled it. So now we're at a point where will the real Jalen Hurts stand up? Is he healthy enough to stand up? You know, they talk about that ankle sprain that he's dealing with, a high ankle sprain. Recently, Minshew and Hurts, they split team reps. Sirianni kind of danced around that. You know, we got to make sure we keep these guys ready. You know, like last week we didn't know, but they kind of knew already because Derek Gunn knew, so they knew. So they were ready for it. So I feel like will Jalen Hurts get an opportunity to right the ship, or will this thing be a Minshew Mania weekend? It could really be an interesting story if come tailgate time, everyone's like, who's starting? Like, oh, Minshew is. That it could be kind of crazy.
Yeah, I think that we are definitely in store for that kind of chaos going into this weekend. But at the same time, like, you just think about the timeline of Jalen Hurts' injury and how, you know, prior to the Giants game, it was looking like, or I'm sorry, prior to the Jets game, it was looking like he was going to go. He assured the entire fan base, like, my ankle's going to be ready to go. I'm going to be starting. And then he wasn't able to start. And so just based off of that, it seemed as if he was ready to come back. If he's saying I'm ready to go for this Jets game, that to me means if he wasn't ready to go, he'd be ready to go a couple days later. We had a whole bye for him to rest. I'm not sure if there was some sort of setback along the way, but this certainly is a more serious injury than it was first thought of. Because if he's still questionable right now, that's not good. And I feel like this could potentially linger on. If Minshew ends up starting this week, I think he could be questionable again next week. I don't know.
I mean, I hate to say this, but it's like I told you so on that way on the ride back home, Gil. When I mentioned that, you know, I mean, the way that dude played on Sunday, that Sunday against the Jets, there's a possibility they could go ahead and ride this injury just a little bit longer than what we expected. I mean, I know Sirianni named it as soon as the game was over as Jalen Hurts is the starter for the next game. But I mean, like, come on, like all the hype that's been building up with Minshew, the way he came out and he did his thing against the Jets. Now, again, I know it's the Jets, but he still did his thing. He showed how to utilize the weapons that we have on this team. It wasn't a controversy that has been like explored out here on the timeline or on the social media or anything like that. But I just like felt like there was still some type of, you know, something was going on, like to make that decision. Do we go with Minshew? Do we go with Hurts? Do we, you know, what are we going to do? And then like, I think there was a press conference that Jalen Hurts had this morning or earlier this afternoon. And a couple people were mentioning how he was kind of like limping to the stage. Like, so it's like, shit, what's going on, man? Like, what you said to yourself, are we going to be at the tailgate once again, questioning ourselves who's going to be the starter? And then we're going to get that one last minute breaking news. And then, shit, who knows? Minshew's going to probably come out of the van like he did last time. Like, well, yeah, I'm ready to go.
I just want to say, based off, like you're saying, how, you know, you saw Hurts limping and stuff like that. That to me kind of more so points to the fact that they're not really hiding anything. Like they're trying to make this sort of quarterback controversy or something like that. I think there's legit just a problem with Hurts's ankle right now. And they were anticipating it getting better sooner and it hasn't. And so that to me just feels like I don't feel like there's a lot of smoke and mirrors around it. I just think it's, you know, I think Hurts hurt.
Yeah, at the end of the day, don't get me wrong, man. I hope I would definitely want to be wrong, you know, because I don't want to go through this mm-hmm. controversy bullshit again. I don't want to hide nothing. I want everything to be out in the opening. So, mm-hmm. I mean, hey, listen, if Hurts is hurt, okay, I get it. You know what I mean? But again, it just knowing that the way Minshew played, the confidence level with our backup quarterback is just like high to finish out the rest of the rest of the season. Not saying that it's going to be Minshew all the way through, but just in case if it has to be. At least, you know, the confidence level. And hey, once again, we've been down this road. And last time you saw the outcome, but I'm pumping the brakes. I'm not saying that's going to be the outcome again.
Hey, if Minshew has a stellar performance in front of a home crowd and lights that stadium up again, like right now, like if you get an opportunity to play the Jets, who are, you know, a bad football team, followed by a destroyed Washington football team. Talk about, you know, you look at Washington football team fans, and they're just like, if you guys lose to this team, we'll never let you forget it. So I mean, he'll get an opportunity to play against, you know, a banged up Washington football team. But still, you got to win this game. At this point in time, it's put up or shut up. You want to get to the playoffs. You control your own destiny. It is what it is. You win these football games. You learn something from it, learn something about your football team, and move on.
Do you think
on to the next one?
Do you think that, like, if Minshew does ball out versus Washington, that these past two games should be taken with a grain of salt just based off of who the opponents have been? Or do you think that just because Minshew has done well in these past two games, that's going to have the momentum for the fan base to be like, yo, this is our guy?
I just think, if he is making the right, if he's moving the ball and he's looking, you know, like there's no denying how he's looking in the passing game. Yeah, there's always that thought in coach's head, ride the hot hand. You know, that idea of like when Nick Foles was hot, do we take him out? You know, like it is what it is. But like I know if he balls out, it's something that they have to think about. But you know,
well, think about this: how they're like. Realistically, this is setting up for a disaster sort of scenario, this game, because there's a few things that could happen. Minshew could ball out and do very well, and the fan base gets behind him, and that creates a whole quarterback controversy. Second thing that could happen is Jalen Hurts could do very poorly, and then the fan base is sitting there calling for Gardner Minshew. If Minshew ends up doing bad, then we're just sitting there scratching our heads, and we don't know which direction to go.
So you're absolutely right. It's like we got three scenarios there that we just don't know, you know, which one we're going to go with. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that is going to be a scary thought. I mean, we said it ourselves. Like as soon as that game was over, and then we're just talking about like just say that you know after the Sirianni had mentioned that Jalen Hurts was going to be the starter for the next game, all we just kept on saying was that first drive. If he doesn't do good on that first drive, that whole place is going to be already calling for Minshew. You know what I mean? So that's the type of stuff that we got to pretty much prepare ourselves for Sunday. What's it going to be like if they decide, you know, to go ahead and run with Hurts.
You do not want to go into the halftime down this game. Trust me.
Man. And it's going to be very hard. Like, again, it's set up. I mean, these guys are hurting bad. I mean, I'm looking at this. Montez Sweat is already out because of the injury. I mean, we got 18 players on the COVID list. Now, they've mentioned that a few of these guys are going to be able to come off this list before Sunday. But, I mean, like, you got James Smith-Williams, Casey Tuhill, their defensive ends, Jonathan Allen, Tim Settle, Ricky Seals-Jones. These are their tight ends, Ricky Seals-Jones and John Bates, the rookie tight end. They're going to be in Kendall Fuller, their starter, out. He just got put on the COVID list. Terry McLaurin and J.D. McKissick are out concussion protocol. Terry is out on, you know, injury as well. You got concussion Cam Sims. Will likely be available because he just got put on the COVID list today. Curtis Samuel is already just coming back and already suffered a groin injury, so he might be out. And then their quarterback already is hurting as it is.
Allen's on there too.
Yeah, these guys, I mean, so it's like it's set up for us to pull this W, but man, you know, I mean,
John Allen is their star player. Like, their defensive line is decimated right now. Yeah. So the fact that, you know, leading rushing team in the NFL, like, it's set up for you to like flourish on the inside. There's no other way but to like run all over this team. So, like, again, like when we talk about these matchups, like, do we really have to explain the matches? Because they're sitting right in front of your face. Right.
Inside zone all day. That's all you gotta
scary
go.
Terry? No scary Terry?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's
I news. I know, but don't you think there is a part of this that, like, I feel like we do this every single year. Where, because we are notoriously the NFC least for, like, the past half decade. This has been, like, the worst division in football. And I feel like, and they always put all of these divisional games on the back end because they want exactly this type of scenario to play out where everyone's fighting for the division at the end of the year. But I feel like we as a fan base look at these teams and be like, yeah, they're trash. And we really don't look at ourselves in the mirror and be like, you know, we're not that much better. And you have to factor in the fact that these are divisional games. Divisional games are always a tough game. Like, I get it. They got decimated by injuries and by COVID. At the end of the day, this is a divisional game, and you got to show up. You can't sleep on these guys. You got to just put the pedal to the metal and keep your foot on their neck.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, us being the fan base and being behind the team the way we have been. But again, when it comes to these divisional games, you're right, Evan. I mean, look, for example, 2 weeks ago against the Giants, our confidence level going into that stadium and them not really having all their players just as well. You know, I mean, they're not hurting just as much as Washington football team is, but they were hurting. And that was for the point for us to go ahead and take advantage of. And we couldn't even do that because it was a divisional game. These guys are going to play their heart out. If anybody knows us better, it's the other three teams that are in this division. So, you know, I mean, it's going to be a game, however you look at it.
Yep.
Now, Todd brings up a point about, like, aren't most these guys vaccinated? Not all these guys are vaccinated. No, Montez Sweat is not vaccinated. I know Fuller is not vaccinated either. I mean, and that's the thing here is, like, if you're vaccinated, you got an opportunity to play. Like, if you're not vaccinated, but that's 10 days that, you know, you're pretty much
mandatory.
Out.
Yeah.
You're pretty much out. So, I mean, I feel like it's tough. Mark brings up a comment that I was actually going to talk about sweeping the leg. Like, there's this, you know, for any of you young heads who've never seen Karate Kid, and there's that where he's, you know, Daniel-san is right, got one leg, and the enemy's like, sweep the leg, and he's looking at his sensei like, really, you want me to sweep the leg? Like, this is a perfect opportunity to, like, show no mercy. Show Orlando, Orlando's right there. Show no mercy. Show no mercy. I mean, it is what it is. You got to sweep the leg and do what you're told.
And Nick Sirianni has come out and said that too. He's not specifically about talking about sweeping the leg. but he's talked about how he has taken his foot off the gas and how he can't do that moving forward. But he's also said things like, I need to run the ball more too, and then never followed through on that. So you gotta hope for the best.
Shout out to Blue Meanie in the building.
What up, Blue Meanie?
Hey, Adam says put him in a body bag. Yes, put him in a body bag. I this whole week has been like all these door. Like sometimes when you know, when the light is shining on you, you're just like, you know, it's a great day right now. I found a dollar on the floor. You know what? You know, somebody opens the door for you at your local Wawa. You're like, yeah, everyone's being so nice to me. You know, you might have hit your parlay. I don't bet, but everyone loves to say, I hit my parlay. Like everything is going right for you. Like right now, it just feels like everything is going right for the Philadelphia Eagles. And then here it is. Like then I saw on the timeline, oh, this could be the Joe Webb game.
Wow, somebody went that far.
I said, and you remember know what? That game?
I want to keep a close eye on Rick Lovato on the side of the field too, because I know Taylor Heinicke is his boy, and if he throws a touchdown and I see one of these on the sideline, I'm gonna be pissed off, man.
college roommates, Lovato and Heinicke.
Yeah.
Man, listen. I feel like it's this perfect opportunity. Like I can't even. I feel good right now. I do feel good right now. You guys, are you guys feeling good about this? Like when you said Joe Webb, do you guys remember that Joe? Like yes, I don't know.
I remember it. I remember it, man. But
Ev, you remember it?
Yeah, I remember it. I don't want to talk about it. Okay. Joe Webb. I don't know. Wasn't that long ago?
Are you sure you weren't?
The dude was in the league like a couple years ago. What are you guys talking about?
Yo, you know how pissed I was when we lost that game?
Yeah.
And I think the only other game that I was extremely mad where I had to shut the game off.
2010.
Was remember when we played Seattle and Marshawn Lynch ran through like 8 guys?
Yeah.
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 I was so angry. I didn't even finish the game. I don't know why I was very upset. And then the Joe Webb game, I was extremely upset.
11 years ago, Ed, how old were you?
16.
Okay.
Not that young.
Now, Leda says, we can't sleep like we did with the Giants. Felt good about that, and look what happened.
Yeah, I agree with Elena, man. You just got finished asking the question, like, how do we feel? I want to sit here and I want to tell you that my confidence level is just as high as yours right now, but 2 weeks ago, I was at that level. We go into Giants Stadium and we lose that game. I like, besides looking forward to the tailgate on Sunday, I don't know, man. I'm just worried because one, we don't know if we're going with Minshew. We don't know if we're going with Hurts. We don't know if Minshew start. Is he going to come out slinging like he did against the Jets? Or was that just a lucky game? And then, you know what I mean? Minshew doesn't play well. Then can we depend on Hurts to play because he's got that high ankle injury right now that we don't know how serious it is. It's a lot, man. So, you know, we've been set up before, and Evan mentioned, you know, this is what we go through every year. And I'm just like, I'm tired, man.
And Mark,
I'm tired of being disappointed.
Mark brings up something that is pretty much the exact sentiment that I'm feeling. He's saying that everything is setting up perfect. It's kind of scary, isn't it? And I feel exactly that way because honestly, I hate when we walk into that stadium and every one of us is sitting there saying, oh, we're going to win this game easy. Yeah. We're going to win this game. Those are the games we lose every time. Those are the games we lose. So I don't know, man. Like, I'm not sitting here saying that that is what's making me nervous about this game, because I am still confident about this game. But the mentality of this is going to be an easy win, I hate it. I hate that mentality.
But I want the Eagles to be outside of the club, and you think I'm a punk. I ain't never scared. I get it. After watching the Giants game, I get how Eagle fans could be like.
We're not a top-tier team, man. We're not a top-tier team, so you can't just be like, oh, this is an easy win. If we were the Bucks, we'd be like, oh, we're playing the Reds. The Washington football team.
This is the perfect mentality to go in there. Strike first, strike hard. No mercy. There it is.
I remember in high school we were playing this team that was going to the state championship. They were on the way to the state championship. All they had to go through was our measly high school team, and it was so bad that our rival team went to watch the game because they needed us. They hated us for years, but they had to watch us play this team, we had to beat them for them to get to the state championship. So we ended up beating this team that we had. Nobody thought we could beat them. So our rivals are sitting there like, thank you for beating this team. Now we can go to the state championship. Thank you, guys. Thank you. It was the weirdest thing. But hey, man, it could happen. But I feel like we're taking this stuff. There's no other if and or buts about it. It's happening.
Yeah, it's definitely no, you know, it's do or die. It is do or die.
And if
we didn't even mention Quez is on the
COVID list as well.
I mean, who else are we missing?
Potentially Hurts.
Potentially
Hurts. Jack Driscoll.
Did they mention Jordan coming back yet?
They did not. That you know, Brandon Brooks. They haven't mentioned anything about Brandon Brooks back yet either.
I mean, a lot of this stuff could be last minute game time decision. You know, it happened this past Sunday with a lot of the other teams. So you know, I mean, a lot of these guys could just be. I mean, you know, Nick Sirianni and the organization could just be holding off until Sunday to go ahead and let it all out. But
look at AJ. She's like, Sixers just lost to the Heat with half their team not playing. So what are you saying, AJ?
That team's falling apart too, man.
Half the Heat team or half the Sixers team?
I think the Heat had a lot of guys out too. Howard, is he gonna be back?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I haven't heard anything about Jordan Howard either. Mm. I don't know.
At the end of the day, I feel like there's guys that I think that should step up are, you know, Miles Sanders. I think Gainwell should be.
Yeah, it's put up or shut up time for Miles Sanders, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
It's like I need my man to finish the season strong. Otherwise, I don't know, man. He might be wearing a different uniform next year. I said it. Don't give me that look.
Gainwell time?
It's not. I mean, you can get a running back in the third or fourth round.
Yeah,
too, bro.
It's not about definitely giving it over, like handing it over to Gainwell. I mean, yeah, you could definitely grab something in the draft, but. That's the mentality.
I don't think that Miles Sanders lacks talent at all. I think he's a very talented running back, but he's proven that staying healthy is a problem for him. And that's, you need some guy that you can rely on week after week. So if he can't be that guy, then, you know, you got to look elsewhere.
Imagine if J-Jaw goes off.
Yeah, dude, I'll take
this point. That's what I was just getting ready. I agree with you,
man. At this point, exactly.
Just whatever, man. Whatever. That man could go ahead and have a 200-yard receiving game, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, Do you guys think that there's any sort of stars aligning? I saw that Travis Fulgham has recently been released. Do you think he ends up making a reunion with the Eagles? I've never seen a fall from grace like I did with Travis Fulgham. That dude for like a 4-week stretch was like the best wide receiver in football and then couldn't even make the practice squad the following year. Like, what even happened, man?
No, I think it's maturity. I think his practice habits, they kind of spoke to those, but I think
we got some other wide receivers.
If anyone's learned
with the same mentality. What's that? I think we got some other wide receivers on this team with the same mentality.
Yeah, man. But I mean, now that he's been a journeyman on some other teams, like, you know, maybe he's learned. I mean, if you bring him back,
I'm not. I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but Matt Collins has been semi more productive down in Miami ever since he left.
Some of our old players are definitely doing their thing, defense and offensive side.
Sewell.
Anyway, Fulgham was picked up today.
Yo, you see Rasul? What's he got? 7? I think he's got 7.
Oh, yo, see, you know, Rasul, he talked about it was his first time he has actually been coached the right way about the way that he's watching film these days. Mm-hmm. He started to pick up on some things. But that's funny, man. I started to think about, Who has this team actually developed?
If I can be real with you, I think that Rasul Douglas was a guy that we gave up on. I think that he didn't get enough opportunities. I think that when I saw Rasul Douglas out there, I think that he was productive in the small instances that he was put in. And I think he just literally was not given enough opportunity. We were told that he didn't fit in Jim Schwartz's scheme, but you know what? Like he's winning. He's doing well elsewhere, man. I think he was just from a long list of Eagles that we let go and they flourish elsewhere.
When he was out there, I was like, why not bring back Rasul? You need a back end cornerback. I think just the fact that Schwartz had him on an island against Scary Terry, I was like, bro, what are you doing? I said, yeah. Like, it feels like, you know, even this Urch to flirt. I feel like we never use players to their strengths. And then we go out and sit here, go ahead and watch a, you know, obviously Mike Parsons is having a great year this year. And then you're going to start downplaying Devontae Smith just because Micah Parsons is having a great game. Like, why do we do this? Like, you know, the fact that, like, are we going to use our players to their strengths is what I want to know.
Yeah. And AJ brings up another name, great name, in Jordan Hicks. And we are a team that has literally been begging for a linebacker. And we had one. And Jordan Hicks is still playing at a high level in this league. And he's no longer wearing green.
Who did fit in Schwartz's schemes besides defensive line? You know, I mean, hey, man, we won a Super Bowl with our corners that we had. That was.
Remember LJ Fort?
LJ Fort started killing it in Baltimore once, yeah.
It wasn't Villanueva as well. Villanueva. We were trying to wrong side of the ball we were trying him on.
Now, Drew Johnson makes a good point about, I just recently mentioned, who have we actually developed? He's talking about the offensive line. I think Stoutland, that guy, if we're going to put up another statue, I wouldn't mind putting up a Stoutland statue somewhere in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Bro, I would shop at a restaurant called Stoutland.
For sure. And you know that they're only going to serve the hot, that's a high-end steakhouse right there. The Stout.
And you could have the Stout beer, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Now hey, I think of Wallace. all of the assistant coaches, Stoutland has been the most impressive and most consistent year after year. That guy, yeah, he knows exactly what he's doing. And I'm glad that he's sticking with us and not taking, I feel like he would be offered a higher position at this point, considering how much he's excelled, like an offensive coordinator or something, but I'm glad to have him. Jason, thoughts go out to you, man. Hope you and your family are staying safe, man. That's crazy what's going on in the middle of the country right now.
Yeah, shout out to people in Kentucky, man.
Yeah.
I reached out to Braxton Howard. He said his family is good, but, you know, that was because then you don't know. I don't really know how Kentucky's set up, but you know how these tornadoes are crazy, dude.
Absolutely insane. And all the people that got stuck in the factories and everything, that's just crazy, man.
Yeah, I heard about that, man. That's a scary thought. Mm-hmm. I hope everybody is all right.
So we all collectively thinking what Pete is stating here. Devontae Smith is the correct pick at that spot. We are all
I'm in the camp that, like, I'm not upset with it. I wanted a wide receiver like Devontae Smith so bad. I wanted that elite playmaking go-to, obviously wide receiver number one on my team. With that being said, Mike Parsons is a fucking animal, dude. He is so good. We did a disservice as a podcast not talking about him more. Let's just be real about that. We talked about him, but it was always, you know, well, no, he's a fucking weirdo.
Hey, man.
He's a weirdo that can fucking ball, bro.
I said on the field, he's a baller. Off the field, also using his balls for the wrong reason. So that's where it got weird. Like, we were just like, yo, he's getting brought up in court situation. Like, it was kind of weird, man. Like,
but again, do you not look at him now and be like, you know what? If he wanted to throw his balls around in our locker room, honestly.
I mean, this would be a perfect opportunity for a Manscaped read right here. But I'm just saying that if the Cowboys knew that we were going to draft Micah Parsons, they would never would have happened.
But yeah, see, I was just getting ready to say what Pete is mentioning here. Like, yeah, all right, Michael Parsons is having a great year. they really blew him. He blew his stats up last week because he played against the Washington football team. That is hurting. But these guys almost came back on them. You know what I mean? They were only one play away from tying up that game. So it's like, okay, you're going to go ahead and Cowboy fans are going to knock us for the way we played against the Jets. Don't want to give us where credit is due. You know what I mean? And I always say it's any given Sunday. But then here, this man goes and kills it against a Washington football team that really isn't, like, you know, there. So, all right. I give him his props. He's definitely good. But come on, man. Like, by next year or a couple years.
What he's doing, bro?
He's a top.
What are you talking about?
Hold this receipt, man. I'm telling you,
He's doing off the edge, and his moves are not even refined yet. That's all like raw athletic.
Isn't he already in double digit sacks right now?
Yeah, I mean, come on. I know your brother's the Cowboys fan, but you just got to be honest with yourself.
12 sacks right now, dude. Come on.
You got to be honest with yourself. I mean, people across the league are saying young.
We had guys on our squad just as well that had, you know, I mean, 10 sacks at one season. And then look, that one season. Okay, but I mean, this is the one season. He's enjoying it. Let him have it.
It's his first season.
And we've had guys who had their first season too. Evan, bruh,
come on, man. Like,
hold
Michael Parsons
this goddamn receipt, man. I'm trying to tell you. Just hold this receipt.
Yo, but the thing about Micah Parsons, the defense is actually playing better. Like, yeah, I hate to say, but Dallas Cowboys are my defense in fantasy football, by the way.
I gave you a call the other day in somewhat of a panic because it really hit me, bro, that this is gonna hurt me very much to say this, but the Cowboys are a legit team this year, man. They really are
legit. How to what point?
Legit, like they can make a run.
I mean, I think injuries always get the best of them. So
with Micah Parsons on that D, and then their wide receivers, bro. I feel fucking disgusting talking about it right now, talking up the Cowboys. But you got to call a spade, bro. They're a good team.
No,
we'll see about that. Let's see. You get a hungry Eagles.
I'm waiting for him to pop up somewhere out of here.
I'll put myself in the bathroom.
I'm waiting for him to pop up somewhere out of here.
Evan's in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Shout out to Puga, who's out there and
killing it in the stand-up game.
Cowboy
bro.
Country. Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully the Eagles win this week, or else he might have a new bit.
Yeah, check out Puga's latest post. Puga tells some dark jokes, but he definitely swept the leg with the punchline, man. Really interested to see him do some performing in Philadelphia. We're trying to get Puga on stage in Philly. How about that?
Let's make it happen. Let's make it happen.
Hey, listen, I understand. I understand why you guys are upset with me. I understand. But sometimes you need to be told the bad news. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but sometimes you need to hear it. Accept reality for what it is.
Because
you know what? Nest Row ain't doing it, folks. Hate to break it to you.
That sure didn't last long.
Yo, rent's been due, pal. Eviction notice time.
Wow, Ev. So, Ev, are you looking at college quarterbacks already?
No, I'm not.
No?
I mean, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself with that, man. Like, once I commit to looking up the college prospects, that is me saying, all right, this year's a wrap. You know what I mean? So, I can't do that yet. Not while the season is still within our reach.
I mean, I do try to wait a little bit. You know, I started looking at some prospects, but, you know, overall, I'm just, you know, I'm still, again, evaluating. It'll be very interesting to see. I mean, I at this point in time, you're looking at this team, like, what gets you hype? But I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I almost like, at this point in time, I like the drama. Like, whatever you got me excited for, let me see some drama, because this the year has been up and down this year. Mm-hmm. I think at one point I was like, what are we doing? As I'm driving, you know, miles and miles, Oh, I mean, we drove to Atlanta. That was a great trip, right?
Down to Carolina.
But I think those trips were fine. But the New York Giants trip is when it got me in my head. I was like, even though it's only 2 hours, almost like 2 hours away, that New York Giants trip after the L, that had me thinking like, yo, what are we doing here? Because we're about to go back to MetLife again. Then I was like, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
I was in my lows.
Yeah, and it's understandable. And you would have really been in your lows had the Eagles not pulled it off against the Jets, man. That would have been quite the ugly car ride home.
Feast with Pete says, y'all need to check out Devin Lloyd. I was watching Devin Lloyd film all day. Very interesting.
Good to know. He's a linebacker.
Linebacker.
From
some hands of space, converted wide receiver, played safety.
Okay.
And he was a punter as well in high school, Evan.
Cool. He doesn't play with his balls though, right?
most importantly,
he got some picks to his game, but hey, man, it'll be interesting. Everyone's always talking about Eagles drafting linebackers. Come on, you know how they work. I was watching Banner. Banner in an interview.
I got three first round picks, man. I know for a fact.
So you're saying since we got three, we can draft a linebacker in the first round? Is that what you're saying?
I was just about to say, there's no way we're gonna have three by the time the draft happens. Because Howie's going to end up making a trade some shit.
Yeah.
So, but what my point was is that like you have to hit on those however many first round picks you end up having. At least two. Rounds. You got to walk into that day with at least two. And that trade that you made with that third first round pick, that better be a guy that's going to be starting day one.
Yeah, you got to go defense, man. Yeah, you got to.
No, Adam also bringing up another name I've been studying in the draft, Sauce Gardner. That is a great draft name right there, Sauce Gardner. Sauce.
Almost as good as DeColdest. That was one of my favorites.
Which one? Who?
His name was DeColdest.
DeColdest
Crawford.
Man. I don't know, dude. Any other? Oh, we were talking about other topics that came across.
How about my boy with the big beard, Walter Payton Man of the Year nomination?
Jason Kelce, man.
Jason Kelce, a man of the people.
Did you see his parents? They actually broke the news that he won the award, and they sat across from him, kind of like just spoke about, you know, who he was as a person.
I mean, that he was nominated, not that he won.
Or he nominated. I don't know if it was that he won, but it was a pretty dope moment.
Yeah.
And then you saw him today talking in front of Eagles media, and they were talking about they brought up Lane Johnson, and they talked about, you know, he kind of alluded to what Lane Johnson was going through. And the key thing about, not I'd say the key thing, but the amazing thing about Jason Kelce as a person, Eagles player, like you love him on the field and off the field, and that the fact that he's transparent and he knows the right things to say. When and where he's always saying the right things, but he just showed a lot of emotion, man. Like he was pretty much crying for a good portion of that presser today.
I really genuinely think that Jason Kelce, he doesn't even really try hard with that, because I think he's genuinely speaking from the heart. I think Jason Kelce, what you see is what you get. I think he's a guy that he wears his emotions on his sleeve. And it's very clear why he is the heartbeat of this team as of right now. Exactly. He's a guy that he's not afraid to get emotional and let you know how he feels. And he's also a guy that when he talks, everybody listens, which is a powerful thing.
Now, going around the room in here, do you see Kelce coming back next year?
Considering how he was up in the air about it last year and the trajectory of this team, I don't.
Oh, Evan just be like cut to the butter, right through the knife through the butter.
Hey, bro.
No. Prime?
I honestly feel that these last four games are going to pretty much determine that, man. If these guys make a run, I could see him coming back.
Now, Positive Philly Productions with a good comment here. He says, I feel like he is done this year. Maybe that's why he's been so emotional.
Yeah.
He's trying to say that.
I'll tell you what, man. I don't want to, and this is going to sound selfish, but if he wants to play again next year, he better play in Philadelphia. Like the Eagles better offer him that contract. Kelsey's a guy. I don't want to see him wearing any other uniform.
If they offer Jason Peters the many contracts that they offered that man, Kelsey should easily get resigned for a 1-year deal.
Yeah.
All right. Come on. I can't see him going anywhere else. And it's the truth, man. Like, he carries this city, this team on, you know, in his heart everywhere. And like, that's why I feel like that's why he's so emotional. You know what I mean? He plays like every game is going to be his last. And, you know, the way, you know, he loves this team. You know, he's fought all these years, man, and with different players.
Hasn't he ever missed a game?
I think he's got the longest tenure, you know.
I think he's played like 118, 119 straight games. Yeah.
So,
you know, he's built a serious family here in this organization. And again, there's a lot of faces that have come in and out. So, you know, he's grandfathered into this organization, man. So, like, I can't see him being anywhere else.
More emotional at this moment. Drake or Jason Kelce?
I'll go number 62.
Yeah.
I would definitely buy Jason Kelce's album. Y'all seen him play guitar. He can play guitar, by the way.
Yeah, here's the difference between Drake and Jason Kelce. Jason Kelce speaks from the heart. Drake has writers that tell him what
Ooh.
To say.
Shout out to the ghostwriters for Drake there.
Hold on to that jersey, Evan. Hold on to that jersey.
Yeah. Hey, you guys know I don't. I'm a frugal man, but when I buy a jersey, I'm 100% sure that I want that guy's jersey.
Yeah.
I think Kelsey's a guy that, again, man, blood, heart, sweat, and tears, man. He's a dude. You know, you'll never forget what he did at the Super Bowl parade, dude. Come on,
man. I could take you to the exact spot I was standing that day.
Oh, yeah.
Frozen. When he made that speech, yeah.
I was frozen in a dog suit, and I had not used the bathroom for hours upon hours.
I was about ankle deep in pee because all the people in my section were just peeing right in front of themselves.
AJ has a way with words as well. Todd, go ahead.
I was just going to bring up Todd's point as well. But how about the bromance between Minshew and Lane? You see, they went out hunting together.
Yeah, man. Hey.
That's just what we need. Another hunting quarterback, right? Yeah. They always work out so well.
I need you to, you know, be blocked this weekend.
Now, another off topic before the show, we were talking about Urban Meyer, me and Evan, like randomly. I know this is the Eagles podcast, but we do talk about the NFL. But Urban Meyer, is he just
a fucking lunatic?
Watch what you say, man. He's going to kick you. Stop.
He is a lunatic.
Stop, bro.
Like he brought on like the racist coach that people, like players were like, you know, there was already track record of his history, and then he brought him into the Jags. There was him out with another young female that he was cheating on his wife with. Urban Meyer, and now he's kicking kickers. What could he do next?
I don't know. He's just like lost it.
Puga would party with Urban Meyer.
Yeah. I party with Urban
Meyer. It is like a new thing every week. And it's funny because I was talking about it at work today, and I said, yo, you hear about the latest on Urban Meyer? And they were bringing up the story from earlier this week. And I was like, no, he was kicking his kicker today.
what about his resumes?
I don't know, but it just seemed like the way they brought out that title today, Lambeau says that Meyer kicked him. Like, if he was just crying about it, like, he kicked me.
Do you guys now see why I stand so strongly with special teams people or people too? Out here getting kicked, being called kicker, dipshit, douchebag, all these names.
Oh, man. don't know.
Did you hear? Then he was questioning his, like, he talked about his other coaches' resumes.
Yeah, calling them losers.
Like, what have you won, pal? At least I'm not cheating on my wife. Oh, really? Oh, you guys gonna go there? Yeah. Bro.
I haven't really seen. It's been a long time. I actually can't think of the last coach that had that much of a disconnect with the rest of his team. That was the coach of a professional sports team. Can you guys think of anybody that was just outwardly hating on his own staff and players while still coaching them?
Look, man.
It's crazy, man. No, there's no way that he's back next year. I'm actually surprised that he's still there, to be honest.
I mean, Chip Kelly would just party a lot.
Million too.
Yeah, Chip Kelly would just party a lot, but I don't think he got to this point where Urban Meyer.
Chip Kelly was a partier?
Oh yeah, they in the very beginning, like when he first came over, like I remember that they were trying to like pinpoint on how much he was just going out his like first 2 weeks here, and wow. You know what I mean? Yeah, they were trying to pinpoint on that, but like I said, they couldn't really nail him with anything because he wasn't doing anything, you know, out of the ordinary. He was just going, he's just being himself. Like,
I just didn't figure that was his personality.
Yeah, but this dude, I don't know. He just lost it, man. He just lost it.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, he was one of those coaches you used to like seeing coach in college football, man. And, you know, coming to the NFL.
But the thing is with Urban, everywhere he went, he always had the best roster. You know, like he always had the best prospects, and he won. You know, he did win. You can't take that away from him. You get to NFL, it's kind of different. Every team has, you know, some solid rosters with good players. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it's also about, you know, can you, you know, connect with your players? These aren't like college athletes. These are the players.
Grown men. Some with families. Some, considering how young these coaches are getting, some of these players in the league are older than their coaches.
Yeah, well,
which is crazy.
Prime example in Rams, you know, in Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah,
half that team is already older.
Or Green Bay. I mean, LaFleur's young as well.
Yeah.
Meyer coached Aaron Hernandez.
I think he did. Yeah, he
I think
did.
He did too. He? And then yes, Chip also did label Deshaun as a gangbanger.
Yes, he did.
That right there.
I'm hearing that man's going back to Oregon.
I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be an amazing 30 for 30.
The Chip Kelly dismantling the Eagles or just the Deshaun one?
And the Deshaun thing and then the
LaShady thing.
That story that came out and that was crazy, bro. That was definitely interesting. Another interesting idea, not interesting, but it should be on everyone's minds. Mm. So make sure you go out there and vote for some of our Eagle players trying to make the Pro Bowl. Mm-hmm. I know, you know, if they're a Pro Bowler in your heart, retweet it on the timeline. This is the last week to vote. Make sure you're voting for Darius Slay. The Slays.
What was that? Oh, yeah, of course.
I said make sure Pro Bowl, man.
Mm-hmm. You got to get those votes
Real talk. Pro Bowl players on the Eagles right now. Who are you putting in there?
My man Kelsey. Yeah. I'm putting my man Jake Elliott in there. I will go Darius Slay, obviously.
With you.
Dallas Goedert. I don't know if he's done enough yet this year to make the Pro Bowl.
Lane Johnson?
Yeah, but he's also missed time.
His time off, yeah. Time off is why I wouldn't. Yeah. Our punter? Why not?
Dude, Aaron Sipos? Sipos, Mailata.
And Mailata, yeah. Mailata. There you go. I think I would honestly start right there.
Yeah, that's probably where we draw the line. I mean, I don't think Smith got enough opportunities to make the Pro Bowl this year. He did well, but I think there was other wide receivers across the league that would make it over Devontae Smith at this point.
Okay. I'm feeling a lot of the stuff you were saying.
Rick Lovato.
Yeah.
Long snap the hell out of the ball?
you know, Jake was going through some ish last season. He had one of his worst years, whatever, and he came back and, you know, who wasn't going
tough for
through
a
stuff?
Kicker to do, dude.
But who, I mean, like, the whole thing is who wasn't going through stuff last year? Like, we're going through a pandemic. The other day I started to think, I'm like, Prime had a baby and had a wedding in a damn pandemic, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And he's frozen now. He's Han Solo
He did. I broke my hip and then started rehab as soon as the pandemic started, right in April of 2020. That was fun to be in the hospital rehabbing when full blown pandemic mode.
You just try to one up.
No,
I had a worse year than you because I broke my. Now that when you did have two pandemic, I mean, because you were like in that indoors.
Well, as soon as I got discharged out of rehab, I had already been inside for months, and then they're like, "Yeah, the world shut down; you can't go anywhere." I was like, "All right, well, not much is changing." Yeah,
is changing is we lost Prime.
RIP, man.
Bad connection. Yeah, man. I'm actually really geeked about this weekend.
It's gonna be a huge tailgate.
We're teaming up with Karate Mark and the Goofy Gators. Mm-hmm. The Goofy Boy Gators Dad. Help out families with you know, children with special needs. And we're gonna be doing a little toy drive. If you come to the tailgate, obviously it's not mandatory, but we will have a Christmas tree at the tailgate.
And Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Where does Santa and Mrs. Claus are going to be there? And a Christmas tree. All you got to do, if you want to give back to the kids, just leave a toy at the tree.
And you don't even have to bring milk and cookies.
And you don't even have to wrap it. Yeah. We'll handle all that. I know they'll be handling that. But hey, man, giving back to the kids during Christmas time, man, it's awesome. Look
Alex
out for
the
that
chef
post.
Will be there as well.
Oh. Yes, Alex, the chef, will be making pulled pork. Now, if you guys watched the show during the pandemic, we had Alex cooking. You know, he was cooking during pregame, showing you how he made pulled pork on the show.
Yeah, I was just thinking that you just mentioned, we were just talking about how rough a year 2020 was. Man, thinking about those virtual tailgates, those were some long days, man. We would do streams for like 4 or 5 hours.
But hey, he's making pulled pork, so
yeah,
if you want to try his award-winning pulled pork, he is going to be making 20 pounds of pulled pork. He said maybe 40 pounds of pulled pork. I was like, bro, that's a lot of pulled pork,
pal. Prime, welcome back.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Julio says, I'll be at the Giants and Dallas game. I try to come to the tailgate, but since my pops works for the team, he thinks I'm gonna get in trouble. But hopefully, we'll get
what
to meet you guys. Hey,
you're gonna get in trouble for what?
Works for the team. Okay. Hey, yo, Julio, bring your butt down, man. If you're gonna come tailgate, we'd love to
wear a mask, and then no one will be able to tell that you're there.
Oh yes. Hey. We got to send you. I got to send you.
We got to plug the. Hold on. We got to plug the RiveraHotSauce.com. Just comment it again. I'll put it up. I'm looking.
Yeah, it's up there.
So Prime, I don't know if you. Did you hear my comment before you froze?
Nah, sorry.
No, I was commenting on you know, the pandemic. A lot of people went through a lot of stuff, but I said Prime had a child and got married during the pandemic. I was just thinking in my head, that is some wild ish. People are like, yeah, like, yo, man's had they delivered the baby and then they got married.
And one more thing. We got a new house. Like,
and a new house.
Literally a week. Literally, like a week after the pandemic hit hard, yeah. So it was a lot.
That deserves standing ovation. Because I was like, man, then you said moved into a new house, bought a new house. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. It's a lot, man.
It definitely was a lot, man. It was an experience that, you know, I definitely wouldn't put the wifey through again.
Luckily, you only got to get married one time.
No, on that, yes. But I'm talking about just the fact that we ended up getting a new house again while she was pregnant, man. I don't recommend, fellas, anybody that has go through that, wait, do not do it at the same time. I almost wouldn't be even sitting here right now talking to you guys.
So let's see, man. Prime, I don't know if you missed it. I said the mention on the Goofy Gators and teaming up with Mark in America Kick. So word is that you're coming out to the tailgate with a green Santa suit, maybe Eagle Santa suit. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm still working on that. The problem that I'm having is trying to find one to fit this, you know, oversized body. So I'm not having no luck, but I might just come out and bring out the jammies.
Doc, Santa is oversized. How do they not have oversized prime size?
Not in green. In red, yeah. But I don't want a red one. I'm being picky and I want a green one.
It's fair.
Sorry,
that's fair.
Evan.
That's fair.
Okay. If you would like to knit one up for me, you know, make it happen.
Knit one, pearl two.
Orlando, I'll definitely send you my address. We had this conversation.
Send you our address.
We had this conversation the other day. You know, we have recently been talking about food on this podcast a little bit. Hot sauce. I mentioned to these guys that I didn't really use hot sauce. I never put hot sauce on anything.
I'm looking forward to getting back to the food, bro. So I missed the food. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it on Sunday, man. I really am.
I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to, I mean, after having Alex have my mouth water all last year in the virtual tailgates, I'm looking to try some of his
food. No, it's cool. Shout out to Alex. You know what I mean? I appreciate you going to come through with the pork and all that stuff. But listen, there's only one real cook in our tailgate, bro.
Mi corazón.
Yeah, there's only one. And we put that guy back in the practice squad. So.
Hey, yo. Hey. Hey, man, we're going to pull Chris up from the practice squad to make the pork roll in the morning. That pork roll was banging.
Oh, so we're going to treat this like, you know, so we're going to go with Jell in the first half and then bring Mitchell in the second half?
Hey, man, whatever the team's got to do to get dubs.
Nah, man.
I do, Pete. I think Prime does.
Y'all don't put hot sauce on your eggs? Yeah. Yeah, this guy that don't. Guy? Yeah.
This guy don't.
Yeah. Like, I don't hear nothing from y'all about like judging me in a hot sauce.
Is my grill clean?
Bro, you judged us a few weeks ago on the shit that we eat. So we're going to go ahead and judge you the fact that you don't even put hot sauce on your eggs.
Did you put a little oil on the grill after you cleaned it?
Yo, who wants hot eggs?
Ev, they did not treat it like
hot. What do you mean who likes hot eggs? What does that even mean?
Yo, man, what does
hot
that
sauce
mean?
On eggs?
Yeah, hot sauce.
You like eggs. Cold eggs? What does that mean?
No, hot sauce eggs.
You don't put hot sauce on your eggs?
All the guys that you
never.
Know.
You never had that late night. Never had that late night meal with eggs. Some eggs.
Do you not like spice at all? Do you not like jalapenos or nothing?
Jeez,
not living, man.
No, look, when I eat Thai food and curry,
he's living.
See, so he's trying to hit us with the loaded language right now. He's like, oh, I don't need hot sauce, but I eat Thai food. I eat that.
I said curry.
Man's
never had curry.
Yeah, look.
Man's never had curry. You have curry?
Steph
Curry.
Yeah. Look, a few weeks ago, the man was talking about us, how we wouldn't eat certain food and everything. He had it made, and you pointed this out. Living in the city the way, you know, or working in the city, this man was surrounded by all this.
In Manhattan, bro. Yeah. The melting pot of the world.
I went up to New York for the third time, three weeks in a row. I went back up there with the family, took the wife, the kids to go see the Christmas tree lighting. Shout out to Mel, you know what I mean, for hooking me up with the Grand Central Hotel. Highly recommend it. Fairness. Right there in the heart of the city. Walking distance was perfect to Times Square, to the Rockefeller Center. But yeah, man, it was just like, I'm going through Times Square and then I'm like, Gail, that's where Gail works at. I'm looking at the Viacom building. I'm like, okay. And I'm looking around like, yo, he had everything.
Yeah.
Everything that he would mention, it was just like all there. That is one spoiled bitch. All right. That is one spoiled
bitch. I want you to come to Marlton and you tell me where to find some fucking Ecuadorian food.
Exactly, man. I'll take you to Canada and all you got is either Mexican or Hispanic shops. Other than that, you ain't got nothing else. So come on.
Like 3 blocks away, there's Brazilian food. There's
Ecuador.
Exactly. There's Thai, Japanese.
I saw it. You're right. In alleys, everything. Like alleys out in the opening, you know what I mean? Little corners. It was just like all varieties of food that he was just custom to having. So, yeah, of course, you had the privilege to go ahead and enjoy all that stuff.
Bro, but y'all been to New York City, though.
Yeah, but you were there every day. You had that. Yeah,
I've been in New York City, realistically, like probably a maximum of 10 times in my life.
Yeah.
You've been there 5 days a week for
and I said
20
this,
years.
If you're not either grown into that lifestyle or, you know what I mean, if you're not in that lifestyle as long as you've been, man, that shit is for the birds. New York life, man, y'all can have. I can't. Hell no. Hell to the no.
It's too many people. Man.
Yeah, we go back January 10th. I'm telling you, two years away from New York City has changed my life, man.
Yeah, you seem more relaxed.
I don't want to go back.
Yo, my man Gail, when we were back in NBC, this dude would be doing Mach 3 to get to the studio from all the way from Manhattan, man. It was, that's had to have been a stressful time.
That's how I was like, to get to a show was incredibly difficult. So now that we could do these shows,
this is much more accessible. Yeah.
You're more.
It's amazing.
Meanie, this right here, this hookup, the cheesesteak with an omelet with peppers, had it, tried it, highly recommend it.
Cheesesteak omelet with peppers and onions and A1. Bang. Sounds good.
I'd do that.
Yeah, sounds good.
I'd do that. I like A1.
That's that after the club meal right there. He must have had those a lot after the matches.
Oh, look, Apuga. He's now in the showbiz life. This guy.
Oh, damn. Okay, guy.
No, but like, what was that show on VH1 where behind the scenes, like behind, what was it called on VH1?
Extra. Was that one?
No. It was like, it's like the downfall of like these stars of like Stephen Michael Puga, a budding comedian, now in a back alley. Talking to himself about the Eagles. You had to see it anyway. Anyway, yeah. I know we went off the yes, Keith. Behind
the music.
The music.
What we're gonna call Pugas behind the stand-up.
Yes, 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 my gosh. Yes, behind the music. So
I'm surprised, man. You didn't know that one. That show was probably like down the hall from you.
It was in my building, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, one time I was at work, and then Kurt Loder's in the bathroom. Like, it's like, bro, you're Kurt Loder. Kurt Loder.
Now that we were there on Monday, me and Autumn are like looking at your building, and we're like to believe that TRL was literally on that one area that is kind of seems like it's dead.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, like right out there on Times Square. Yeah.
But if you look at the setup, it's kind of like it's dead. So when you go back on the 10th of January, that whole section, like the whole bushes and everything, they're all dead. Like it looks bad. It looks like a scene from Will Smith's movie. What was it? I am.
I haven't been back, dude, since I left. My desk probably looks. We're supposed to go back and clear our desks off. It's gonna be nuts, dude.
Kurt.
Shout out to Ricky. Him and his wife are coming to the tailgate. We're excited to see y'all. Hopefully, you have a good time. I'm telling you, y'all need to come down to this tailgate. Toy drive. Meet Jennifer Slay. Let her know, you know, she's been doing great things in the community. Slays have been awesome. You know, they gave out all these signed jerseys to people in Eagles Nation out there. They don't have to do this stuff, but they do it anyway. So shout out to them. We all got signed Darius Slade jerseys. We appreciate that. I didn't know. I didn't even know that was going to happen.
Yeah, no, I honestly didn't either. I was surprised. I was just as surprised as you that we all got the nod there. But you know, thankful for that, and excited to finally meet her this this weekend.
Yeah, appreciate all the people. My bad, Gil.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I appreciate all the people that you know tagged us in her under her Twitter line. You know about the tailgate and everything. Because I mean, if it wasn't possible, a lot of the people's input is what also made, you know, this Sunday happen. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be, yo, bro, I mean, I don't know. I feel like this is going to be the Super Bowl tailgate of all tailgates, man. It's the holidays. lots going on.
Pete, if you want to donate to the store drive, let me know. I will put that money towards gifts to the kids. That's what we will be doing, man. It's Christmas season, man. It's time for giving back and taking care of your peoples out there and taking care of the kids, man. It's Christmas time. Like as a grown ass man, like you got all this stuff, man. Like these little kids are young, you know, they want to, you know, smile and believe in Santa. Shout out to Chris, who will be playing Santa, and Allie will be Santa Claus. Mrs. Claus. Hey, he's going to have a beard too. So,
Prime is going to be Prime.
Hey, whatever it takes us to get in the spirit, I'm good, man. Good. Let's see. Joan says, some AH from New England reminded me that today is the anniversary of Santa getting a snowball beat down. Why can't they let that go? That's all they have. We are the birthplace of America. I said this February 4th, 2018 is the fourth anniversary of Super Bowl. When Eagles beat the Pats 41-33. Go Birds. And that was also my birthday.
Yes, it was.
I remind my neighbor, you know, since I've been living here, I remind my neighbor all the time about that 41-33 because he's a New England Patriots fan. In reference to the Santa Claus snowball thing, man, like, yeah, people ain't never going to let it go, but it just doesn't seem like they really know the whole story behind that thing. Not that I really want to get into it, but
Santa Claus is an asshole.
Exactly. The guy who played Santa Claus was an asshole. So a lot of people at that time, everybody knew each other in the vet. It wasn't like back in the day, they weren't accustomed to outsiders coming to the vet. If you were in the vet, you were in the vet. That whole place was connected. And they knew everything that they did on that Santa Claus. So when they found out that guy, that specific gentleman was playing Santa Claus, that's why he got beat down with the snowballs. Look into it before you guys to keep on judging us about that. We treated Santa Claus
unfair. They're not going to look
unfair.
Into it.
Yeah, but
hey, Ricky, you can bring a unwrapped gift. Unwrapped. It's just so I can see it, and if I like it, I can, you know.
That'd be stupid.
Keep it yourself.
Hey, Brian, did you see Blue Meanies, though? That's a good point.
Yeah. An Amazon link.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Ricky's also asking what time to show up at the tailgate. Hey, listen, we're going to be there at 6.
We'll be there before you. So yeah. Anytime you want to roll on over, we'll be there.
Depending on how high you are,
I'll be in line at 5:30 in the morning.
Yes,
get in there. So if you want to come there at 6, you can come at 6. If you like breakfast, you could do breakfast. I if you really want the full experience, you just come early and hang out the whole day. Like you'll see, you know, it's low key, and then it starts picking up.
You might catch me, Chris, Smalley, and Prime sitting on some chairs if it's early enough. We get to get our sit on before everyone shows up.
Awesome. I might actually get the opportunity to ride the little Prime scooter around the lot a little bit before I have to pretty much put it away for the rest of the
time. It is this tailgate is the 19th, pal. It's on Sunday. I don't know if that's the story you think. Hey, Joan, yeah, just if you definitely want to DM money for the toys, let me know. We'll make it happen. I will be out there buying gifts, and I'll be dropping them in front of the tree. It's going to be kind of crazy. I'm going to have to rent a van to put all the gifts in. I hope it doesn't get too, like,
yes, you obviously. Do. Yes, we do.
Yeah, we definitely
do. We hope it's packed to the gills.
Retract that statement. Yeah. We want you
it's
guys.
For, it's for the kids, man. It's for the kids.
Yeah. I'm only one man in the van.
We want you guys to bring all the toys you can bring. You know what I mean? That way it gives us the opportunity to go through them and see what we like. We'll pick out the ones that we want, and then we'll go ahead and I'm just playing.
There's some disadvantaged families out there that can't give the kids a proper Christmas.
And absolutely. It goes to families with with special needs children. So man, like it'll be great.
Good, really good folks,
And if you want to donate to Prime's PS5 fund,
stop.
It's me. Still doesn't have a PS5. I try. Hey, if anybody wants to get a PS5, I was one of the first ones to get a PS5 because I put in the work. No, seriously.
One of the first ones to get the PS5. You're just making shit up, bro. Oh, yeah? You get the database info, bro? Get the fuck out of here.
Online. I've been trying to help.
Like, I got the fourth one. I got the fourth one. It's 00004. That's mine.
So I had to see all my friends crying. Like, yo, if you would just follow your boy, and I would teach you how to get a PS5. I have all the stuff that you need to get a PS5, and no one wanted to listen.
Man, listen, I'm with you, man. I'm still rocking my PS4 too. I don't give a shit. Yeah,
do you want a PS5 or not?
It's all about the Oculus game, fellas. Playing
this guy, then you go try and flex. It's all about the Oculus.
It's not
I mean, my virtual. Trust me,
yeah, it's not like PS5. It's not like he came out and said, "Oh, I was the second person to have it."
I said I was
just,
one.
I might have just messed up my chances with Gail getting one.
Bro, I'm telling you, it's a part-time job. If you want one, I will teach you how to get one. Just let me know. We went fully off the tracks, but I'm good.
But that's where we're best at.
Man. That's what happens after the hour mark, man.
Yeah, that's where we're best at. So I'm okay with going off track.
Nah. Anyway, it's nice to go long and talk about what's going on this week.
AJ says she was the second person to get a VCR. Oh shit!
Hey. Don't be mad. Oh, I was the. I never mind. It definitely going off the rails. But hey, Prime. Any last words that you want to put out there before?
Yeah, man. I definitely just want to take the time to thank all you guys because you know if it wasn't for y'all, a lot of this wouldn't be possible. Especially with all the tailgates that we've had, the successes that we had with the tailgates this season. But again, we got two more home games. This weekend's tailgate is looking to be another epic one, maybe the most epic of all epics. But, you know, get there. If you guys really want the whole, you know, shenanigans from us, man, come and join us first thing in the morning. And, you know what I mean, rock out all the way to the end. You'll get the full throttle from us. We got a lot going on. We try to share and show love to everybody there. I think we've been very successful on that. And, you know, a lot of these guys that are joining us tonight can really comment. They've been there. They've seen what it's like. So, but if you haven't, this Sunday is the perfect time to come in, you know, enjoy your very first one because it's going to be another good one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just want to piggyback off that, Prime, and just talk about I'm really excited. See everybody this weekend. Got that nice little bye week break. We're coming back refreshed. I'm excited to see everybody again. Excited to cook again. And the Eagles need to take care of business this week. But, I mean, I got to do it. I got to do it. So, boys, this is episode 250. We got 250 episodes in the bag. E-Rock left 125. I just want to address this comment. You know, he says, I do miss E-Rock and Fourth John. We're still cool with E. Comes to the tailgates. You swing by the tailgate. You can catch up with E. No problem. But as far as the show,
you know what? I'm about to say it.
Say it.
E-Rock left a fucking year ago.
So, stop asking.
It is what it is.
Nothing but love for our boy. You know?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, wait, he still comes to jails, bro. Still comes to jails. We're exactly. Episode 250. It's been a while.
Nothing but love amongst all four of us, the five of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that goes for Trox as well. There's exactly. Nothing but love. So we want to make sure we're going to go ahead and clear that. And we ain't even going to talk about it no more after today. All right. Evan, thank you for that.
Hey, man, not my love, man. I'm actually finishing Trox's shoes as we speak. I still have to finish those. I told him I have them done for him. But yeah, man. You know, last words, man. I just hey, it's Christmas is right around the corner. This would be a perfect present for me. You know, Eagles dub would be amazing. I think I still, as much as the season has been a headache, I always want to go to the playoffs. So, like, whatever it takes, whatever gives me another opportunity to see the Eagles play for something, hey, I'll do it. You never know, man. If you get hot at the right time, it is what it is. It is what it is. Looking forward to meeting a lot of you new faces down at the tailgate this week. Looking forward to hanging out with the Slays. That'll be amazing. Looking forward to giving back to the community and collecting toys. That'll be amazing. Looking forward to the Christmas tree. We never had a Christmas tree at a tailgate, our tailgate, so that'll be crazy. Never had a Santa that we didn't throw snowballs at a tailgate. So that'll be amazing.
Hey, there's still time for it to
snow. I've never had hot sauce at a tailgate either, so if you want to bring back some hot sauce, maybe I'll have some hot sauce on some eggs.
Mm-hmm. I might just bring that hot sauce myself, man.
I can't wait for Gail to try some hot sauce on some eggs and be like, yo, I've been doing this whole first half of my life all wrong. I got to do the second.
And I'll be, you know what? I'm going to do that because he put me onto something that I never did. And that was, you know, the fried eggs on top of a burger. Never did it.
Yep.
Tried it first time in Atlanta. And listen, man, I understand where you're coming from. Like, relax. But hot sauce not on eggs? Like, that's real. That's even more. Like, come on. Come on, bro. Stop. Get your shit together.
So am I the only one that doesn't put hot sauce on my
egg? It seems
like
you are. Yeah, it seems like you're the only one, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, but what do they call them then? What, like, if I'm at a restaurant, like, can I get some hot sauce eggs?
What do they call you?
Hey, can I get
they call
eggs?
You a dumbass.
Can I get some eggs? And then can you bring some hot sauce on the side?
This dumbass.
The same way you ask for ketchup on the side of your fries? You don't go, I want ketchup fries.
Can I get... Can I get some A1 steak?
Can I get some ketchup?
No, I'll film it. I'll film it because it will be the first time that I put hot sauce on eggs.
All right.
Can't go wrong, bro.
It's a big moment.
Just add eggs on hot sauce.
Like the moment you've been waiting for.
Can I get some eggs on my hot sauce? Can I get some eggs on my hot sauce?
Hey, for all you crazies that stuck around, appreciate y'all. And it's always fly Eagles fly, and we'll see you guys in the next one
on Sunday.
When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly. It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with better writing. And it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Get AI writing support that works where you work. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly, easier said, done.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.